see inside the front cover is a beautiful description of the three readings we had, well, three of the Psalms, in Isaiah 38 and Psalm 150. If you get a chance, read this. Maybe you did before morning prayer, but go back and check this out. There's the Lament Psalm, Psalm 64. Isaiah 38 is about King Hezekiah. I didn't know that. And he's sick, he's dying, but it's about a reading about hope, Isaiah 38. And then Psalm 150, the last five Psalms, 145 to 150, are all praise, psalms of praise. So if we're ever feeling down, you can go to any Psalm 145 to 150 to lift up your spirits. Or maybe go back all the way back to Psalm 23 and know that the Lord is with us. He's there to comfort us and console us. When we came into the church, obviously the crucifix was right there in front and center. Beautiful, beautiful to remember where we are in the liturgical season, in the sacred 3 days, the sacred triduum. But then you look here, everything's empty. It's stark. Maybe even be better if I had turned most of these lights out for morning prayer. But to feel that emptiness that all the apostles would have felt. John, Mary Magdalene, the 12, Judas is out, and the Blessed Mother. To think of that, this Saturday is an opportunity. I saw someone online, one of the podcasters is doing like a 40-hour fast till the Easter Vigil, all day yesterday and today till the Easter Vigil. I did not opt for that. I didn't really even think of that. I don't know if I've ever heard of that. But it's a beautiful thing to think about. That our Lord, to unite with the apostles and the disciples last night, or yesterday, and then overnight, how much emptiness, this emptiness that we see, how much emptiness they would have felt. And many of you have decades ahead of me going through the sacred triduum. So I'm 47, so hope God willing 30 or 40 more years of this, but it's so powerful on Holy Saturday. And also want to bring up the point of Mary, the Blessed Mother. This is a day to unite with her. Whether she was with John, I don't know. Whether she was with the apostles, or were they all just by themselves praying? Who knows? Likely, maybe, praying some of these psalms. I mean, they would have known a lot of them by heart. These are generally sung. They would be singing the psalms. They had them memorized. So it's beautiful just today to sit with Mary at some point today, as like every Saturday, but do something extra with the Blessed Mother and ask her for that grace that we may not even know we need, but just sit with her, bring her, like St. Ignatius style prayer, put yourself into God's presence. Like we do it with the seventh graders, or the program called Blaze and Ignite, Mrs. Eisenberg, one of the middle school religion teacher. We take in a deep breath, we breathe in, you are with me, God. And then we exhale, I am with you, God. It's a powerful mini meditation. And this is the seventh grade boys, they've never been taught how to pray like this or do good meditation with the Lord. But so we put ourselves in God's presence, but then bring Mary into the room with us. And I often tell folks, whether it's in confession or out, to bring the Blessed Mother into it. Whatever the temptation is, or the fear, or the loneliness, abandonment, despair, bring Mary into it. She'll crush the head of that serpent. So we bring Mary into our day today. And let's, whether you're fasting or not, do just have the concept that we are empty. We're waiting. We're waiting for tomorrow morning. Or tonight, if you come to the Easter Vigil. Where all the lights will be on and the music and the Gloria. Miss Helen's going to be singing with the angels. And we can unite with Mary in a special way. She loves us. It's amazing to think about. Why are we here? When we die, and whether we face St. Peter or whatever, we face the Lord, why are we here? Why can we get to heaven? What's your one-word answer? I like asking the kids this. Okay, yes, darn it, you got me. It shouldn't start with the letter I. Oh, I did. No. The one word, why we get to heaven, do we deserve heaven, or why we deserve to enter heaven, salvation? Jesus. It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. So that's why we're here Thursday. That's why we're here Friday. That's why we're here this morning. And whether we come tonight or tomorrow, it's why we're here. It's all about Jesus. It's powerful to think about. And Mary will help us, as always, get closer to Jesus and take us to Jesus. Amen.